Basil caught up with him.
What do you want with the Belly Shadow, old lad?
Matthias kept walking deliberately.
Remember the rhyme? Face the Lord who points the way. Afternoon on summer's day. Right. The tree is the Lord who points the way. And it's gone noon, nearly evening. The shadows are at the longest now. Look at our shadows. They're much longer than we are. So, if the tree is the biggest thing around, it has the longest shadow. I have an idea that where this shadow ends, we'll find what we're looking for.
The rest of the searchers rushed to join him, like creatures in some solemn procession. They walked along with heads bowed, following the path of the giant pine's shadow. It ended upon a humped rock, sticking from the heath a short way from a copse. They gathered around the rock.
So, here it is.
Well, what now?
Matthias banged upon it with his sword hilt. It sounded quite solid. Logalog scratched it. Jess jumped upon it. Orlando tried to push it. In various ways, they all tried to make the rock yield up its secrets to no avail. Basil lay flat on his back on top of it, staring up at the rapidly fading day.
Don't think much of your idea, old chap. Bit of a damn squib, what? A rock's a rock, and that's all this one is.
Matthias stubbed his paw against a stone.
Ouch! Listen, I'm convinced that this is it. This is where the poem says that death will open up its grave.
Just as well we never found it.
Cheek gulped. Basil leapt from the rock.
Aha! But we might yet. I've remembered something too. Our old eating game from the Border Scouts and Foot Fighters Regiment. You see, we used to put out a great plate of food each, all heaped up as high as they'd go. Now the one that threw the longest shadow won it all. Never took part myself. Food's far too serious to gamble with. But on summer's day, that was different. I knew I'd win then, because you get the longest shadows of all on summer's day.
Matthias was becoming impatient.
Summer's day? What summer's day, Basil? Summer is full of days.
So it is.
Jabez Stump interrupted.
But to us old woodlanders, there's only one summer's day, right in the middle.
Orlando nodded wisely.
Aye, that's Midsummer's Day. My dad told me that.
Thank you.
Matthias sighed.
But where does all that get us? We don't know how far the shadow would fall on Midsummer's Day.
No, we don't.
Jess agreed.
However, we could make an educated guess. At least we can see the direction the shadow of the tree is going.
They spread out in a straight line from the end of the pine shadow.
Of course, the tree might have been even taller at the time the poem was written.
Jess called out.
It's very old and it could have lost a bit off the top in a storm or something. I wonder where it was supposed to end.
It was in the copse. One of Logalog's shrews was first to find it. He held up his paw.
Over here! Look!
He shouted excitedly. A carved stone step, screened by bushes, was what they had searched for. A few sweeps of Orlando's axe cleared the surrounding bush, revealing similar steps. A whole flight of them ran out of sight, down into the ground. Matthias traced the less worn edge of the first step carefully with his paw. He looked up at them with a stunned expression on his face.
I know what this place is.
Orlando peered at the lettering.
Loamhead, what does it mean?
Matthias sat upon the step, his paw at the spot where the word ended.
The rest of it has been worn away. This was Loamhedge. The mice who founded Redwall with Martin the Warrior came from Loamhedge Abbey. They left because of the great sickness that brought death to many creatures. I can remember when I was a little mouse at my history lessons. Great Abbot Mortimer told me of the founders. Abbot Germain brought the brothers and sisters from a place called Loamhedge Abbey. But where exactly it lay, no beast knew. Now we have found it.
Matthias pushed away the overgrown grass from the side of the step, exposing a standing line of carved mice. The middle one was missing. He drew from his belt the talisman that the old rabbit had given him. It fitted neatly into the centre space.
See, here's the missing one. That fuddled old rabbit knew where old Loamhedge once was, and he gave me this because it was the only thing of value he possessed. Maybe he too was a slave one time and managed to escape from here. Who knows? Great Abbot Mortimer used to say that Loamhedge was a building that was nearly as large as Redwall Abbey.